On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
KZN Transport's acknowledge that drunk driving remains a serious concern on the province's roads. Officials say more than a dozen people were caught driving under the influence over the Easter weekend. 24 others were found with outstanding arrest warrants. Authorities rolled out a stricter law enforcement campaign last week, which included the launch of a new gadget to scan licenses and check for unpaid traffic fines. The departments in Durban, Sinclair, Sibiya says they've recorded 6 deaths from separate crashes this Easter. It's a decrease from last year's toll of 15.
The MEC has indicated that we have seen amazing cooperation from motorists, the taxi drivers, the ordinary motorists, the visitors, as well as the people of KwaZulu-Natal. There's an exception with quite a few drivers who decided to drink and drive on the 21st of April during a roadblock at the Marine Hill Toll Plaza. 2 people were arrested between 7 and 10 o'clock in the morning.
As tributes pour in for Pope Francis, a church in KZN says the pontiff's teachings of love and acceptance extended far beyond the Catholic faith. St. Peter's Square has been flooded with mourners. The Pope died at the age of 88 yesterday from a stroke and heart failure. World leaders are remembering his commitment to marginalized communities. Father Desmond Nye of Our Lady of Lourdes Catholic Church in Westville says the pontiff touched the lives of many with his message of compassion and healing.
That's what he was for us, to lead and guide the church along the way of Jesus, who is the founder, and to bring to people, Catholics and non-Catholics alike, a real sense of who God is that extended way beyond Catholicism, extended to all human beings, that we need to be accepting of everyone, regardless of their ethnicity, their gender, their sexual orientation, or their religion or nationality.
Cardinals are due to gather later to set the timetable for the Pope's funeral. A date is expected to be announced today. And this year's World Earth Day is being marked under the theme, Our Power, Our Planet. A call has been made for everyone to unite around renewable energy in a bid to triple clean electricity by 2030. Meanwhile, a new online tool is set to fast-track development projects while protecting the environment. The Environment Minister, Dion George, has launched a web-based screening system to speed up environmental impact assessments. The department's Thobela Malobi says the tool will cut delays in environmental approval and pave the way for renewable energy projects.
New infrastructure and industrial developments that create jobs and stimulate local economies. In the renewable energy sector, for example, the screening tool is already proving its worth, with over 3,000 applications processed. The tool identifies low sensitivity sites that are free from risks like avifauna or vulture collisions, enabling projects to move swiftly into the Renewable Energy Independent Power Producers Procurement Program.
Back home, we've got a warning in place for KZN's northeastern parts. It's a yellow level 1 alert. Severe thunderstorms accompanied by strong winds, hail and excessive lightning are expected from the afternoon until early tomorrow morning. 24 degrees in Durban today, Richards Bay 30, Maritzburg 22. For the Newswatch team, I'm Natara Nadesan.
And coming up in your sports, the Pyramids FC boss slams the use of VAR against Orlando Pirates in the CAF Champions League semi-final. Simone Biles named Sportswoman of the Year at the Laurier Sports Awards, and one match in the Premier League tonight with Man City taking on Aston Villa.